Crystal Lake, next out of the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate. Join Justin Kaufman for a live broadcast of Download Wednesday from 7 to 10 at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake. Wow, Duke's. I've been to Duke's, actually.
You have?
Yeah. Gourmet comfort foods and enter a chance to win restaurant gift certificates, ski lift passes to Wilmot as well, the brand new Wilmot, new and improved Wilmot.
I can't wait to go to Wilmot now with the new improvements.
Visit the events page at WGNradio.com. It's all brought to you by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. All right. A couple things here. Let's start with Gwyneth Paltrow, shall we?
Yeah, well, this one sounds extremely odd. I had not heard this news. There was so much news over the weekend that I missed this one.
Okay. Are you familiar with it yet?
I was trying to familiarize myself based on your tease, which sounded terrible.
Gwyneth Paltrow is, you know, she's got that website Goop.
Mm-hmm. It's very popular. I think everything on it is like, it's like $1,500 eye creams and things like that.
Right. It's a lifestyle.
Right. It's website. Aspirational.
And, all right. Now, I just want to, before we get into this too deeply, I would like to point out that there is going to be a conversation of an adult nature here. It's quasi-medical, but it's still going to be of an adult nature. So if you do have children or sensitive adults in the car, pull over and have them stand out on the side of the road while we discuss this,
this
and then you can
so
let them
exciting.
Back in. It's not raining outside right now. It's fine.
That's going to cause traffic delays, people.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You want them to still listen. So Gwyneth Paltrow last month was selling a... okay, I'm going to say it here. You ready? Because it's a body part, and I think it's got to get ready for it. She was selling a vaginal steamer on her website.
What is that? I don't even want to ask. I don't even. I have a follow-up question in my head, but I'm not going to ask it.
And apparently, this steamer—it's sort of like a—it's like a, you know, it's like a humidifier kind of thing.
Because you need that?
That apparently if you, and she would sell the herbs that you put into the steamer, into the, and then you, and then these herbs, and then apparently you would just, you know, sort of like,
it's like vaping.
Yeah, it's like vaping down there is I guess what it would be like. And the idea was that was supposed to do something about, you know, creating some kind of a,
explain it to the kids.
I don't know.
Violetta and Kevin don't understand.
Apparently it was rejuvenating in some way, shape, or form.
Hmm.
Right?
All
right. Now she's moved on.
Do they have a steamer for males, by the way?
It's always steamy, isn't it? The now she's moved on from that, and now she's selling the jade egg.
The jade egg.
It is an egg made of jade.
Okay.
You know, which feels smooth, right? Jade's kind of cool to the touch and smooth, right?
But like stone, it's hard.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And the jade egg is the strictly, according to Goop, her website, again, Gwyneth Paltrow, the strictly guarded secret of Chinese queens and concubines to please their emperors. Apparently, the egg, which is about the size of a golf ball, is to be placed in the aforementioned area.
Oh my God.
What's the aforementioned area? Where do you place
it? I can't tell you.
Is there a string on it? How do you get it out?
Oh my God, you guys.
According to the website, that this is supposed to help women increase muscle tone, hormonal balance, and feminine energy in general. And she suggests that one place it in there for hours at a time or overnight. Now, hold on a second. There's an important point here. Reads the beginning of an article that she titled Better Sex, Jade Eggs for Your Yanni.
And the yanni being, what would that be?
All right, now. Immediately, the medical community has come forward to say that this is a problem.
To whoever's buying these $66 eggs.
It's $66, right.
Yes.
OBGYN for Kaiser Permanente, Jen Gunter in...
what?
That's her name. Anyway, in San Francisco, says, quote, this is the biggest load of garbage ever. It's like saying that wearing a bra is linked to cancer. She says that nothing says female empowerment more than the only reason to do this is for your man. She's all mad about this. She says the claim that they can balance hormones is quite simply biologically impossible. As for the female energy, she says, I'm a gynecologist and I don't know what that means. And then here's the important part. So in case anybody's thinking about going on to Goop and trying to get one of these or getting them in the aftermarket, because apparently Goop sold out immediately of the $66.
That's crazy.
Jade eggs.
That seems like a reasonable price, though.
For Jade?
For anything on her site, I'll agree.
I mean,
I'll take you down to Wentworth, and I'll get you. Now it's going to be down in Chinatown, and it is going to be Jade in the form of a Buddha, but it's going to be less than $66 and probably a lot less comfortable. The point here is that she says that Jade is porous, and therefore could allow bacteria to cause a number of different conditions, up to and including toxic shock syndrome, a life-threatening complication.
Yeah. I've heard about that connected to tampons.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think she just does this stuff as clickbait, frankly. I think she puts
stuff
out there and
everybody
talks about it, but there's nothing. She knows going into it exactly what she's doing. That this is just sort of generate people, talk about how, why else would you know about her site if she didn't have totally outrageous things that she tries to sell on them. And then it sold out. Like, come on. That many people are buying these?
She says that the eggs, this is Gwyneth Paltrow, says the eggs create kidney strength. What?
That's a big claim. Can she be sued for that kind
of
stuff?
Oh, wait. You know what? Actually, this is not her saying it.
This is her doctor.
This is a
maybe
Goop article. Shiva Rose, an actress and beauty guru.
Uh-huh.
Says that the jade eggs enhances not only your libido, but also your physical appearance. This woman's in on the deal, I think, here.
I think so, too.
She says, and this is weird, but I sometimes feel that people are more attracted to you when you're carrying a jade egg.
Oh, my God. It gets weirder.
So, like, during the day, I've got a jade egg. Really? I mean, that's immediately where you want to go. That's like in the office and somebody comes up to you and they want to have this conversation with
you. The water cooler.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm carrying a jade egg.
I'm egging right now.
Yeah.
Egging.
It's like, I've got to go. I've got that thing.
I've got a meeting.
Yeah. Got to go.
Enjoy your egging now.
And then this woman, this Shiva Rose, says, my 20-year-old daughter was joking about it one day when we were walking down the street. And she's like, Mom, are you wearing your jade egg?
Oh, God.
This is a question. I don't know if I should ask this.
Then probably not.
Actually, in talk radio, it's the opposite. Then probably you should. But
well,
what?
Couldn't it just, like, fall out at some point if going about
jogging?
Your day-to-day business?
Yeah. If you're getting involved, like, in yoga? Let me tell you something. At yoga, you could hurt somebody with that thing.
Guys, I literally laid an egg today.
You can put an eye out with that at yoga if you do the wrong thing.
Oh, I think the point of it is for strengthening. So it's you're going to be flexing your muscle, and it's not going to fall out.
If you do it for a long time, you get tired.
Don't you get to? I don't know. You know what? This is stuff we can't understand.
Yeah,
right?
That's why I'm asking. Yeah. Yoga, you could shoot that thing across the
room. I'm nervous about the opposite reaction. What if it goes too far?
Ow! What was that? Oh, sorry, it was my egg. Can you throw that back over here?
And now, downward dog.
You guys are getting way too much enjoyment out of this.
Hey, let me tell you, it's in the news. Washington Post story, people.